Welcome to Liverpool Transfers Rumours. No, how can I still not get it right? Welcome to Liverpool Rumours Transfer Window Roundup. Is that it?
Liverpool Rumours Transfer Window Roundup, correct.
Get
nice
it.
One.
24 takes. And we're off then. Ed, how are you?
I'm still waking up after the sleep I've been having, listening to you do all them. Take 345.
Okay, you try and say it now.
Liverpool room window round. Oh, God.
It's a tongue twister. Right.
I can get it right every time until then.
Go on then, say it really fast.
Liverpool Rumours Transfer Window Roundup. It's dead easy.
No, you got to say welcome too, because that's the bit that throws me.
Oh, is that the bit? Is that the difficult
I think
bit,
it is. Go on.
Being polite is difficult for you, is that what it is?
Right. Welcome to Liverpool Rumours Transfer Window Roundup. Okay, here we go. Starting with the loanies on their way out, we will go with Sergi Canos to Brentford. Basically, we're going to give everyone either a thumbs up or a thumbs down for the loan move. And Ed is going to make his case and then we shall decide. So, Ed, Sergi Canos to Brentford, what do you make of that one?
It's difficult to say so far because he only day before deadline day, so he hasn't had a chance yet. If he plays for them, that'll be a good move because they play decent football, good coaching setup, high level championship, but he needs to play. That's the important thing. It's no good him going if he sat on the bench all week. He may as well stay and play for the under 21s and sit on the bench and watch. Should be good, hopefully.
So we're going to sort of hold out on that one, see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, he only moved on the 31st. And obviously, the international break, it's kind of difficult to judge him. So, I mean, they're struggling. So there is a good chance he'll get a game, you would think.
Wouldn't you think the manager would stick to what he knew? With his old trusted players, if they're struggling.
This is Brentford. They don't work like that. That's how they made their name. It's the stats thing. The guy who owns it, whose name completely escapes me, but he owns a company that does all the produces the stats. You know, analyzes the stats for football clubs and that. He also owns FC Midtjylland in Denmark, I think that's how it's pronounced anyway, probably totally and utterly nothing like that. But yeah, he also owns them and they base their transfer policy and their signings, recruitment, etc. on this stats-based system he's come up with. And they also play, you know, they're willing to play these players he brings in and give them a chance, even if they're young. So I think there's a good chance that they'll turn to him if they're having a bad run. He's a tricky player. I mean, he's got something about him. Could be a bit special, like. No, I think it could well be a good move. Obviously, he needs to perform.
Okay, then. So, moving on to the next one. Sami Yazil at FC Luzern.
Yeah, playing under Marcus Babbel, as we just discussed earlier. So, that could be interesting. He definitely needs to play him. Yeah, he's had bad injuries and that. As far as I can find out, though, he's not played for them yet, which is a worry. But again, he's another late mover. That was August the 31st. So Yeah. That's one I think is going to be a good move for him, though. I can see, I can't imagine the Swiss League would be a difficult player. That sounds bad. You know what I mean, though? It's not a top-end league. It should enable him to get a run of games and, you know, get his fitness back and prove he can still, he's still got the skills that made us buy him in the first place. Because he was one hell of a player as a kid. He was really highly rated. So if he can get playing like that, it could be a good move for him.
So is that a thumbs up?
He needed to go out on loan. I think playing under Marcus Babbel, who's obviously a legend of Germany. Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think that'll suit him.
Okay, hopefully. Good. Alrighty then, on to Lawrence Vigouroux at Swindon.
He's played 6 times so far and kept one clean. Six times in the league, once in the League Cup, kept one clean sheet in the league. But he's played every minute of those 7 games, conceded 10 goals. He's done all right. And this is what he needed. He needed to play. It's difficult with a youngster, this keeper, I mean, because it's a very difficult position to get in at a young age. So I like Vigouroux from what I've seen of him. I think he's got a good future. So, yeah, I think this is a good move. Now, as he's playing.
Yeah.
That'll suit him.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that one. I think that's a good idea. Especially as he's there with a couple of other lads from the club as well, obviously.
Kevin Stewart being one. What do you make of him?
I'm a bit worried that it might be a bit of a low a level he should be above at 20. 22, isn't he? Yeah, 22. So, yeah, you'd think you'd want him playing championship level now, really, at least, wouldn't you? As a loan move. But, Swindon they're good with their coaching, so maybe they can bring him through. But, personally, I think he really should be playing at a higher level than League One now, if he's to have any chance of progressing into our team. It is quite a worry, considering the amount of work we did to get him from Spurs in the first place. He's played 5 appearances as well for Swindon, an assist in that time. 5 league appearances, 7 in total. I mean, 7 the same as.
And then the third of the trio in Jordan Williams is also there.
Yeah, I like Jordan Williams personally. I don't know why. He just looks a good player. Sometimes you watch one and you think, he's a player, that lad. I don't think he's a defender. And I know he's played quite a few times as centre-back and right-back. I don't think that's his game at all. But in midfield, I like him. He's played 5 times in the league and once in the League Cup as well with an assist. So, and in those 6 games, he's played every minute. So, yeah, it sounds like it's working out for him.
Good.
Having those two teammates with him will work as well,
Hopefully that goes well for him then. Harry Wilson at Crewe. What do you make of that one?
I like Crewe. As people know, I like their attitude of bringing through youngsters. And if there's any better place in English football for a kid to go on loan and learn technical aspects of the game, I don't know of it. So I think that should be a good move for him. Though so far, obviously, he hasn't managed to make an appearance for them. Yeah, but as he only joined on the 26th of August, still early. And he had international duty, of course, during the week. So, Now hopefully when he gets back, he'll get in the team. He looks like he's a prospect, so he should be able to walk into their team, you would think. And they do have some good quality of their own. But yeah, I think that'll be a good one for him. A very short on in that position, so left wing. So fingers crossed. But yeah, that looks a good move.
So that's a thumbs up.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I think I can give this one a thumbs down. Lloyd Jones to Blackpool.
Yeah, I just don't understand the thinking behind this. Okay, so they're desperately short of players and they need all the ones they can get, and just makes no sense. Okay, it might help him with his mentally, it might help him, you know, strengthen his mindset having to deal with the adversity there, but it doesn't play the right type of football. The coaching's, you know, non-existent there. They're not spending, they're in absolute shambles. They're not, it just beggars belief, this one. I just don't understand why anyone would want to send a player unknown to Blackpool at this moment in time. The fans are protesting against the owners. I mean, it's just the worst place you could possibly think of to send a kid at the moment.
What do you reckon triggered it?
I think it's just because they come in for him and wanted him. Got to remember, he moved quite early. Was it July 10th? Yeah, so he moved nice and early. They've obviously come in and grabbed him quick, because and we know that he should play regularly. Though obviously they dropped him after the first few games because they're playing so badly. But that's not his fault. This was just a mistake. And all we can hope is that he grows mentally by the adversity he's going to face there, because he will face a lot of adversity there, let's be honest. It's just utter shambles. Yeah, just don't understand the thinking. Well, I mean, they dropped him after a few defeats. Well, you can't blame a 19-year-old.
No.
There you go. Yeah, hopefully it works out better for him as the season goes on, but I can't see anything other than them being relegated with the shambles they're in. So I think that's going to turn out to be a big mistake and a
rope waste of time, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe he can learn something mentally and grow from it and develop his game through that, but he's certainly not going to develop it through good coaching there. That's just not what they've got at the moment.
So then, that is a thumbs down from us. And that brings us to Joe Maguire, who is at Leighton Orient.
I'm away, isn't he? He's only just moved. He moved late, yeah. I was going to say, he only just moved there, so it's difficult to judge how he's going to get on. Yeah, that's one of those, he needs to play, but you would hope he'd go to a higher level than League Two, really, to make it for Liverpool. You would think at 19, League One, really. Would have been nice to see him as one of the Swindon ones going. But if he plays regularly, then it'll be a good move for him. Though they're a bit of an odd kettle of fish, Leighton Orient, aren't they, at the moment? Haven't they got a new owner that's throwing money at them? Ian Hendon's in charge now, I know, but last season they had an Italian manager, and it's just an odd, they're not. It's an odd decision, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave that one there then. And we come on to Ryan McLaughlin at Aberdeen.
Well, on the face of it, that's a good move for him. On the face of it. But, well, it just seems. Yeah, I mean, he's injury prone, but he's there with his teammate, obviously Danny Ward, we'll mention later. He's not started for them yet, and I know he only joined on the 29th of August, so it's difficult to assess how he's going to get on. So all we can say is it seems like on the face of it, it should be a good move for him. It's not the best level of football, admittedly. But it's not as bad as some people make out. And if of all the teams in Scotland, they're the ones that have got a chance of challenging Celtic. So, it's one of those. If he plays regularly and avoids injury, it'll be a good move for him. But if he ends up suffering as badly as he has done in his last loan spells, then it's just going to be a waste of time because he's too far away from the club to monitor effectively, because you couldn't get much further away in Britain, could he, let's be honest. So, yeah, it's just going to... It's really going to come down to him, how he gets, you know, how he gets on with injuries, etc. If he gets on okay, he avoids them, and then he should get regular game time, and it'll be a good move for him.
Like Danny Ward is getting regular game time.
Yeah, Danny Ward, now he's looking like he's got a good chance of pushing into the team in the future. Him, he's having a good season so far, by all accounts. Was it six? Is it six shots? Yeah, six clean sheets, isn't it? Seven total, yeah. I mean, that's not bad in 11 games for a 22-year-old keeper. And I'm okay, I know it's Aberdeen. I know it's in the Scottish Premier League. What is it? Scottish Premier Football League, is it now it's called?
Goodness knows, I don't really watch any of it.
SPFL. Yeah, he's... So the level isn't the highest, but you can only... keep out what's being shit, you know, beat what's in front of you. I mean, he's doing all right. He's played games, 4 minutes in each game, six clean sheets, conceded seven goals. That's not a bad record for any keeper.
No, definitely not. So that's a massive thumbs up at the moment.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's looking like he's got a chance in.
And he had a tiny bit of European experience too.
Well, exactly. Europa, well, six. Most of his games have been in the Europa League. Six of them. Kept two clean sheets in that. I can't complain at that. 540 minutes of football in the Europa League. We've got that. Stayed with us. I think it's worked well.
Good. And Ojo has gone to Wolverhampton. What do you make of that one?
I think that's a good move for him. Excellent player. Fit him well there. They're a young side. They played good football under Kenny Jackett, apparently, you know, according to their fans there. They, you know, they really like him. So, yeah, I think that'll be a good move for him. He's managed two full appearances so far, both in the League Cup, where he managed a goal and an assist. He's got a goal in the Championship. Yeah, he's got, you know, working with Connor Cody, or keep an eye on him. Yeah, I think that's a decent move for him. Championship's the level he needed to be at. So, yeah, I'm happy with that one.
Good. Okay, then. That brings us on to... Bear with me. Taiwo Awoniyi. But we don't know much about him, so unless you've got anything to put on him, we can move on.
No, I don't know much about him at all, apart from he's a forward. Came in on trial. He's off to Frankfurt, isn't he, on loan?
That's the one.
Yeah. FSV Frankfurt, isn't it, which is a lower league team, isn't it? Second flight.
Okay.
Other than top flight.
All right, we wish him all the best. Yeah, hopefully get some games, and we'll have a look out for that one in the... maybe in the January we'll do a recap. But yeah, so Markovic then gone to Fenerbahce.
Well, it's just been an odd move for him all round, hasn't it, coming into Liverpool, not getting the chance to play any position he's ever played before as a wing back, oddly. And his confidence is shot. Yeah, he needed a loan to someone. Fenerbahce, good, decent level. Yeah, well, it's not ideal. It really isn't ideal. He shouldn't have been brought in the first place, but he did need a loan. So hopefully this is the one that, you know, sorts out his confidence and gets him back playing to his best. And maybe he'll be ready for the Premiership by the end of the season, because he certainly wasn't last season. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of... thumbs up, I guess, because he needed it. For him, it's definitely the right thing. He needed a loan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's another one we'll just have to sort of wait and see. Balotelli.
This is an odd one. I mean, they They got rid of him saying he was a disaster and they never want him back at the club. And there's all kinds of comments coming out of Milan about how bad he was to work with and how glad they were to be rid of him. It's a really odd thing to then take him back on loan. Really, really odd. Just don't get it. And I mean, just seems odd. And they're talking about how he's a changed player and all this. After like three training sessions, they're saying suddenly he's realised what he's. I just don't think it really matters what happens with him, to be honest. I just want him gone. So anywhere he goes is good for me, in my opinion. Just get him out the club. Bad egg, keep him away.
Yeah, fair enough. Lee said about him, the better then.
Yeah, really. There'll be plenty of column inches about his antics, I'm sure.
Okay, moving swiftly on then, Ed. Luis Alberto at Deportivo.
Well, he's played 28 minutes so far. It's considering he joined them on July the 6th. Yeah. I don't know, their season starts a bit later than ours, but still, it's not looking like a particularly beneficial loan for him. But at the end of the day, we just needed to get him off the wage bill, really, didn't we? Because he's not going to play for us. This is a chance that just maybe might work out. Depor, they're not the richest team in the world, so they can't afford to go out and buy many. So I loan them. They should give him time to play. But I'm just not convinced he's all that, to be honest. I don't know what we bought him for. Just didn't understand it in the first place. Yeah, I don't understand it. Having watched him, I thought he might be all right. You think maybe I've misjudged him and he might turn out to be all right. They must have seen something in him to buy him. But, yeah, no, I just don't get it. I think he's just going to be one of those that it just runs out his contract and goes. Don't see any future for him at Liverpool, to be honest.
Fair enough. Where was he last year? Can't remember.
Was he at Malaga?
That was it. That didn't go too well, I guess.
Not as far as I'm aware. I think he had a bit of a disaster there as well, didn't he? If I remember rightly. I'll find out for you. That'll be the easiest way. Look it up for you, because I'm good like that. I think he played 20 times, was it? Yeah. 15 league matches, 5 Copa del Rey matches, got 2 goals and 1 assist in the league, and 1 assist in the Copa del Rey. Not particularly good. Oh God, he's not in the squad loads of the games. On the bench for loads more. Yeah, it didn't work out for him. Malaga aren't exactly a top La Liga side, so it just doesn't all go well for them, to be honest. Yeah. Hopefully it works out for him, but I think he's just going to be a case of run down his contract and let him go on a free in the end.
Fair enough. I guess that's a thumbs down. Andre Wisdom, that'll be a thumbs down, won't it?
That's an odd one, isn't it? I mean, what's he have to do? He gets promised games and then sent out on loan. I don't understand what the thinking is. I mean, last season, send him out on loan. It smacks of having no plan for him. It really does. And not knowing what to do with him, so just send him out. And I know we got a decent loan fee for him. It's what, 1.25 million, wasn't it? Yeah, 1.25 million. So, just seems odd from Norwich's point of view as well. Do they really need a backup right back? I don't know, because that's all it seems that he's been brought in to do.
Yeah.
His backup. I mean, he's played the full 90 minutes in the League Cup, and he's got an assist in that as well. So, but Premier League, he's only had one substitute appearance. Yeah, I just think it's an odd one. I mean, personally, I don't understand why he's not been starting for them anyway. him or Stephen Whittaker, who happens to be probably the worst right back I've ever seen play in the Premier League. And that takes some doing when we've had Glenn Johnson alone. Stephen Whittaker is just donkey, and yet he's not getting picked ahead of him. It just seems odd to me, this move. Hopefully it works out for him, because I like him as a player. I think he's better than he's getting treated. But yeah, I don't think it was the right move. Though Whittaker's banned now, isn't he? He got sent off.
Did he?
It's like a game on the sub, isn't it? Maybe he can take the place and keep it. I'll have to wait and see, but right now it's not looking like a good move.
No, I've got to agree with you there. You know, obviously we want our players to be getting game time, and it doesn't seem to be happening for him.
It just seems to be about the money, that one, doesn't it? Taking the million loan fee rather than what's best for the player.
Yeah.
And that's a worry for me. That isn't what it should be about at all. It should be about what's best for the player. There you go.
On to next. Hey, it's Thiago Laurie. Far away.
Oh, you're going to wet yourself with excitement now, aren't you?
No, because I'm angry. I'm totally angry about this.
£250,000 for a loan fee with the buying option. Why didn't he get a chance? What is going on? I just don't understand this one at all.
I'm not talking about it.
It's just unreal. It really smacks of utter incomplete stupidity, this one. Fine loaning him out to the Premier League side that wanted him. I fully support if Villa say they're going to play him regularly. Great idea. Get him to Aston Villa for the year. But the buying option, that's just the wrong thing to do. If they want him afterwards and we've decided he didn't make up for it, then we can negotiate a fee. But, yeah, this option just says we don't want him. Well, why? Yeah, I think we'd best just move on before. There's not much we can say, is there, really?
Are we allowed to put expletives into the podcast, or...?
Exactly why I was saying we best move on, because the only things I could think of were expletives to say right now. So, yeah, I think
we'll move on. We'll go on to... Bear with me.
Alan Rodriguez de Souza?
Yeah, if you got something on him. I didn't think we knew much about him.
He came in on trial and got signed eventually at the last minute, and then went out to the Finnish team. I can't even begin to pronounce it, but it begins with an S. Please come to them in Finland.
You sure we didn't do him at the start? I know we've had a lot of problems tonight and have restarted 100 times, but...
No, we've got him because I've kept tabs open for just the ones we haven't done.
You've closed them off as we've gone.
Closing them, yeah, to make certain.
Fair enough.
Senojin or something like that in Finland he plays for now. So hopefully he'll get a few games there and see what he can do, because I don't know anything about him at all. Okay. Just know about his trial and that it went well enough they decided to sign him.
Right, we've got 16 players to go. We're on to permanent outs now. Starting with Fabio Borini to Sunderland.
This makes me laugh. He tried to go anywhere but Sunderland, basically. My heart almost goes out to him for that one, because it was the last thing he wanted to do was go back there, but just ended up back there at the end of the day. He obviously didn't want to go there. But it's the luck of the draw, isn't it? they were the ones willing to pay the money. So $7.5 million back to the club, which obviously isn't as much as we paid for him in the first place, but considering still 24, yeah, I think it had to be done, let's face it. He had to go.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to get a chance. So it's best for him. Not sure it's best for the club. I think he deserved a chance last season, but yeah, I don't think he's going to play, so it is best for the club in that respect to get him off the wage bill and get some money back in for him, but yeah, just feel sorry for him, to be honest. It just didn't work out. I could think of a lot of times last season when we could have done with him up front, but there you go. I don't think he wasn't gonna get a chance this season, so better to cut our losses and get what we could for him. Good luck to him.
Yep. Fair enough. Right. On to Ricky Lambert.
Gutted he had to go. Again, another one, he wasn't going to get a game. He never got a chance last season. Terrible decision. Terrible the way he was treated. Just don't understand what the thinking was behind it. Clearly, there was no plan of what to do with him. We just seemed to sign him because he was there and available and wanted to play for us. That seems to be all it was. I just don't get what happened there. I feel really sorry for him. He's a good lad. And I hope he does really well there. I can see him. Well, yeah, now Rondon's there, though. He's going to be a backup there, so not sure it's the right move for him either, but there you go. Good luck to him and hope it works out.
Fair enough. Here you go, then. Raheem Sterling.
Oh, that's the big one, isn't it?
Big guns.
£49 million for Raheem.
Absolute rip-off.
It wasn't actually that. They haven't paid that much yet. That's the thing. So that's only if things are met, you know, the terms and conditions are met. So, yeah. I don't know. I actually say it's a rip-off, but he's been doing all right.
He's, what, so £49 million, you want someone to do all right?
It's 43.75, just to be
okay,
fair.
£43 million, you want someone to do all right.
No, but what I mean is he's suiting what they needed from him, what I mean by that.
£43 million, I want him blindfolded, just juggling the football into the goal.
It's City, that's a drop in the ocean to them. The money's irrelevant to them, so you don't worry about that. What he's done is he's created space for Silva to work in and creating space for that magician to play in. You know, what more do you want?
A show pony could create space for Silva.
Well, you say that, but they lacked space last time for him to play in. That's why they struggled last season. I think it's a good move for all parties, to be honest. We get rid of him and his agent, Adie Ward. They'll get a championship with him playing. And then he'll cause hassle because his agent's complete and utter something I'm not going to say.
Do it. Avoid. Do it.
So it begins with C, and that's all we need to say.
It's after 9 PM, I'll allow it.
It's after 11 here. Yeah, so I think he'll do well for the season. And it will make a difference for City. They needed the pace on the left. They needed him. He fits in nicely for what they wanted. For us, we're probably better off with the money, the attitude he developed, and that, you know, and his agent, just to get rid of him. Yeah, but I can see in the long term it being a problem for them, having that agent. I don't think they care, to be honest. They can afford it, so does it matter?
Yeah, if they want to waste their money on him, let it be.
If it wins them the title, that's worth a lot more than 40-odd million.
They could have got plenty better. Look at Kevin De Bruyne. He's a much better player. Much more complete forward player. You know,
he actually is, to be honest.
Oh, come on, don't be silly.
I like Kevin De Bruyne, but he's not he needs space to work in. Without someone like Raheem and Silva alongside him, De Bruyne has struggled at Chelsea for a reason. I think they've got a good setup, and the players they've brought in, I think they've got the right players for bringing in together. Anyone on their own wouldn't have been better than, you know, wouldn't have been the right move. But getting them all together, I think they'll win the title, and that's all they care about.
Yes.
The issue is, how far can they go in Europe? I'm not convinced they've got a team for Europe at all.
No, me neither. Iago Aspas, moving on.
Yeah, another odd sign in that one, isn't he?
Mm.
I mean, it's an odd one. He works hard. I love him as his attitude. He never stops running, does he? But he's so lightweight. I mean, people were sneezing in the crowd, and he was getting blown off the ball. It was odd one. I mean, nobody scalped him, and seeing that he was so lightweight, he couldn't stand up to anything. I don't understand that one. He needed to go for his own sake. He wasn't going to play for us. Just an odd move, going straight to Sevilla and then on to Celta Vigo for less. I don't know what was happening there. Like, that was an odd one, wasn't it? Because it was literally like straight away, wasn't it? Within a week. He went from Sevilla to Celta Vigo. It was like, there was quite a few moves like that this summer, mind, wasn't there? Burnley and Bristol City both lost a player in a similar fashion, where they joined and then a couple of weeks later went off to somewhere else. So it seemed to be a bit of a trend this summer. But yeah, I don't understand what happened there, but he just needs to play. He needed to get away from Liverpool for his own sake, and he was of no use to us. So good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck to Iago. We got 12 to go. We are now on Sebastian Quartez.
Too slow. It's a shame. Very good quality player on the ball, but he was just too slow. Having said that, we got a decent fee for him, nearly 2 million.
How's that decent, considered we paid 7?
This is in the interviews, Dad. Paid 5.5 for him. Just over 5.5 we paid for him.
I thought it was 7 at the time.
Just over 5.5. I think it would have risen to 7 if he'd have made X amount of appearances, but he was never going to make them because he was always injured when he did. Reminded me of Fabio Aurelio in that respect, where you just, like, every time he got back in the team, he'd get injured again. And he was so bad when he played straight after injury. He just seemed to need a number of games to get playing well, and then he'd get injured again. So, yeah, he just had to go, basically. He's too slow. Far too slow. God, he makes Skirtle look like Usain Bolt. He's a decent enough player. Got very good on the ball. I mean, he scored a good couple of goals for us, didn't he?
I think, is it the one against Blackburn, the Boise?
Yeah, I mean, he's quality on the ball, excellent ball playing centre-half, but he just so slow to react to things, as well as being slow. I don't mean just slow as in pace-wise. I mean, his reaction time was just like non-existent. He was, it's like he had to wake up and then move, and he's struggled a bit since getting back to Sunderland now. I don't know. I hope it works out for him. I hope he plays well for them and fits in, but yeah, I think it's...
That's another one we wish you the best for.
Yeah, good luck to him. But yeah, I think he's got a bit unlucky there going to Sunderland, because at least he's going to be busy.
Right. Okay, we've hit transfers in.
Nothing in Brad Jones.
Brad Jones, he come up in the... Oh, I miss it. I've not come to the freeze out. Do you want to do the freeze?
I was just thinking we may as well do all the outs.
Okay, we'll do the freeze then, starting with Mark Pelosi.
Mark Pelosi, yeah. Yeah, he's gone to San Jose Earthquakes, hasn't he? He was another one that had a few injuries. Came to us as a left midfielder, didn't he? Left winger. Exciting left winger. And left us as central midfielder, oddly enough. Yeah, after playing at left back. Sounds like Liverpool way these days, doesn't it?
The Brendan way.
Yeah, I tell you what. That does, it really does sum up the kind of thing you'd expect from a Brendan Rodgers signing, doesn't it? Come in as an exciting attacking winger and play at left back, left midfield and central midfield, but never at left wing. Good luck to him. I think he'll do all right there. But I actually quite liked him as a player, but he just never quite got there, did he? And suffered a few injuries and that, so it's always going to be case of, I think this might, you know, that he didn't make it, so I think this might be the best thing for him.
Okay. My main man, Stephen Sammer.
Oh, yeah, Sammer. Yeah, he was a bit like Quatez, quite slow, if I remember rightly, from what I've seen of him.
Oh.
Always played. I remember. I only really remember him playing alongside Wisdom. So I haven't seen him play for a while. You know, as a centre back, like alongside when Wisdom was playing centre half. I haven't seen him play since then. Not that I can remember.
They were the good old days. Wisdom and Sammer at centre back.
He looked all right, but he was never. He was never going to make it, was he? At the end of the day. So good luck to him, and I hope he proves me wrong.
Hmm.
I'm making it with somebody else.
Do you know? Did you say where he's gone? Do you know where he's gone?
I don't actually know where he's gone off the top of my head.
Quick, Google it, quick.
I was just thinking that.
Quick, before.
No, Google. Just keep talking something else, Chase.
So, just distract the listeners.
Just to pretend you're talking about.
Is it joke of the week time yet, or?
Oh God.
No, we'll save that. We'll save it. Can't give it away too early. Stuttgart.
Yeah, in Germany.
Yep. He is number 41.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck to him.
Good luck at Stuttgart, Steven Stammer. Whoa. Okay, my favourite player, probably the best player I've seen in my era, left just this summer.
Oh, Glenn Thompson.
Why are you ruining it? I was building up to it. You was all going to think it was Stevie G, and then I'll be like, boom, Glenn Johnson. Right.
Well, I know how you worship him.
Glenn Johnson is the best fullback to ever have lived.
Yeah, so you keep saying. Right, so anyway, who are we talking about?
Glenn Johnson. Right, oh, do you know what? I'm just going to skip past Glenn Johnson. He started giving a crap in about 2012. So I ain't got time for you, mate, to even analyse your career.
Free, right. And I still think he overpaid for it.
Right, Jordan Lussie.
No, we're not. I'm confused now. What happened to Steven Gerrard?
I'm working up to Gerrard, but I just wanted to get off of Glenn Johnson's face because it makes me angry.
He's gone to Bolton.
Oh, Lussie, yes.
I don't think he was ever gonna make it with us, but hopefully he'll make it there. Decent enough lad, like. Played it. Yeah, it's just good luck to him. I can't see him doing much more than Championship level, to be honest. I think is the right place for him. I hope he comes back up to the Premier League in time, but I don't see it, to be honest.
No, me neither. Right, okay, now this man, he served Liverpool, you know, even when he got dropped to the bench. Super Brad. No, I love Brad. And do you know what? I got a lot of stick on the website. I think, when was it? Was it around, it might have been early Mignolet, late Pepe. I was calling for Brad to be played more. Because, you know, I thought he's big and he's tall. He comes and claims he's not a bad shot stopper. And I thought he was a really good goalkeeper and a really professional number two. So I'm quite sad to see him leave.
I like him as a person, but as a keeper, he's just absolutely useless. I'm sorry. I don't
know. No, that's nonsense. It's nonsense.
This is true story, this. Yeah. I spoke to somebody who works on, I don't want to say what job they do, but they're involved with the club on the coaching side. I don't want to say any more than that, or they were at the time. And when we offered them money for Brad Jones, they couldn't take it quick enough. That's what he told me.
I like Brad. I think to say he's an awful goalkeeper is just plain wrong.
That's what I should say is awful at Premier League level.
No. Well, maybe at his age now.
Even at his peak, he was never good enough. Nice lad. Lovely lad. And you know, I wish him all the best because he's a Liverpool fan. I don't care that he's a Liverpool fan
or that he's a nice lad. I thought he was a genuinely good goalkeeper.
I don't rate him at all.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to put a montage together later and you'll be getting that.
What would it be? His flaps? What?
No, right, his flaps, I'm a goalkeeper myself, as you know. His flapping is just because he plays one game every 6 months. It's hard to get into a rhythm.
Yeah, but
you need confidence as a goalkeeper.
It was exactly the same at Middlesbrough. They didn't like him at all, the fans there as well. Not just the staff didn't think he was good enough. The fans didn't rate him. He wasn't a particularly good keeper, in my opinion, and I hope he goes on and does well with Bradford, but I just, even at League One level, I don't think he's good enough, to be honest. He's just not a top quality player, in my opinion.
Steve Gerrard.
Sorry, who?
Stevie G. some lad who left us this summer. Didn't make much of an impact.
And what did he do? Play for us? I don't remember.
Is one.
I mean, we should just go straight on to Rafa Paez because I don't think we went to see him.
I think this bloke got Brendan'd.
Yeah, no, we couldn't really say much about Stephen. His career speaks for itself.
Yeah, it'd only be an injustice, wouldn't it? Really, we'll just
the West Ham FA Cup final is all you're gonna say.
Yeah. We'll just leave it there. We'll move on from Stevie G. We all know Stevie G and what happened there. Right.
He's been doing all right as well, apparently, at LA Galaxy.
They've won every game bar one, yeah, from last time I checked. Bobby Atakani Yanni. Barcelona. Incoming.
Oh, you're on the income? I thought you were doing Rafa Paez.
I haven't got Rafa Paez on my list. Did he go earlier in the season?
He went out on a free transfer to August 6th to AD Alkmaar. Oh, God. Alcorcón, I think it's pronounced.
I've not got him on my list.
I was only a young kid. Didn't make a breakthrough. Went back to Spain. Good luck to him.
Good luck to him.
That's all we can say, really, I think, for someone like...
What do you know about, then, Bobby Adekanye?
Yeah, not really a lot, apart from he's supposed to be a bit tasty. Like, there was a bit of upset about him leaving, was it Barcelona? Right. Thinking of the right player? Yeah, Barcelona, wasn't it? Well, their B team, wasn't it? Mm. They wasn't as highly rated as the lad that's joined Villa, Adama Traore. But he was still... Yeah, they didn't want to lose him, but they had to get rid of a few because they got relegated. So, yeah, hopefully he turns out to be a bit of a player. Supposed to be, so...
And he's in the setup. He hasn't been loaned out anywhere.
As far as I'm aware, no, he's not been loaned out yet. I'd expect if he did go, it'd only be on a emergency loan, just to give him a settling in period. But yeah, I don't think he will be going out on loan personally, from what I've heard.
Okay. Next then, bit of a bigger name, Firmino.
Slightly bigger, yeah, from Hoffenheim. What can you say? He looks exciting. really exciting. And he settles in and works well with, you know, settles in and gels with Coutinho. Could be a really attractive looking attacking forward line there. Not attractive in the way you're thinking. You know what I mean? They're skilled.
I like his haircut.
Yeah, I was thinking that. It's similar to yours, really, isn't it?
Almost. I've got a bit more pizzazz.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I like the look of this lad. I think he's got something about him. Real swagger. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him play more. I think this is one we've got right. One of the few. He offers something different, that's for sure. I mean, I don't see any, but anybody. The problem is, will he end up being a central player? And we don't really want that. We need him to get out wide with our other signing of the summer, or other big signing of the summer. We need him getting wide and whipping a few balls in, don't we? Mm.
Yeah, there you go. I just want to see him on the ball running at the back four. I mean,
yeah.
First, where he comes from, which, you know, centrally or wide, I just want to see him, you know. But, well, we'll see at the weekend. With no Coutinho. Joe Gomez.
Oh, what can you say about him? He looks good. Came out of nowhere, basically, this signing. Thanks to a certain Sean O'Driscoll coming in and, you know, calling for him. He managed him with the under-19s for England. I think it was under-19s. And he looks... Okay, yeah, before I go any further, yes, he did struggle in the last match, and yes, he's clearly not a left-back, but he looks extremely competent and confident player. So, yeah, I think he's got a good future. He's certainly highly rated at Charlton. I mean, they rave about this lad. Not just his play as well. The important thing is they also think his attitude is superb. So, yeah, I've got high hopes of this lad. Obviously one for the future, really, but at 18. Yeah, I like him. I think that's a good signing.
Good. Okay, moving on. Ed Sheeran in goal.
I was like, who's Ed Sheeran? And then I realised you said in goal. So I know who you mean now. Adam Bogdan from Bolton. Yeah, I don't understand this signing at all.
Just going to be a backup to sit on the bench, I guess.
Pointless. We may as well have just put a kid up there. Let's put him there.
Or kept Brad Jones.
He wasn't good enough. In my opinion, he wasn't good enough for Bolton. So, yeah, no, it's just... I don't get it. A very average keeper.
Don't get it. Fair enough. I mean, it's just one of them, isn't it? It's just a backup. He knows he's a backup. It's that's all there is to it.
Yeah, literally all there is to it.
Danny Ings.
This one's an odd one. I don't get why he's come to us. And I know it was done in the January window and fell through. But it just seems an odd one, because what's the chances of him getting games now? It's taken ages for him to even make a substitute appearance. I think he's going to regret joining us, to be honest. I don't see how he's going to get many games. Just don't see it. And all it's done is made certain that any substitute appearances late on in games that he gets are just blocking a kid from getting a chance. Mm. I just don't understand this signing at all. He's all right. He's not a bad player. He's just...
I want to see him start at the weekend. I want some energy and some press at the top.
Yeah, he'll work hard and he'll chase and harry and that, but can you see him starting? I just don't see that happening.
It's going to be
Benteke.
I don't see Brendan starting two forwards.
So it'll be Benteke and Ings on the bench. It just seems an odd one. I hope he proves me wrong. I hope he turns out to have a fantastic career with us, but I think it's the wrong move for him, really. But good luck, and hopefully he proves me wrong.
He deserves a chance, but then we say that, and then we look at players that don't get a game.
Yeah, I just can't see how he's, like, you know, when there's Benteke, is he going to play instead of Benteke? No, is he going to play when Sturridge is fit? Is he going to play instead of Sturridge? No, so the only chance he's got is the pair of them are barely injury prone, it must be said. I'm being nice. The pair of them have picked up a lot of long-term injuries throughout their career, so maybe he's planning, you know, giving it the thought that he might get games on that basis. So that's the only chance I can see for him. Yeah, I'd like him to do well, but yeah, I don't see how it makes sense. Not at all. There you go.
Hmm.
Just an odd signing. Like, it's not going to be a free transfer, is it? Because that tribunal is going to be expensive. Yeah. Oh, well.
Never mind. All right. Hopefully get some game time. I hope so. I think I found myself a midfielder, and his name is James Milner. What do you reckon?
He's brought in to play central midfield, because that's where he wanted to play, and that's where he's been promised, that's where he's going to play. And he's just not a central midfielder, is he? It's just on a ridiculous amount of money. Big signing fee. It's just the worst version of Henderson for me. I just really do not get this signing at all. I said it at the time, and I stand by that. I think it's a mistake. I don't think he's a good central midfielder. As a winger, decent enough winger, but not for the price he cost him on wages. Yeah. You know, I hope his experience turns out to help us out, but yeah, I don't get this one at all. He's not what we needed. Not in central midfield at all. It's just a headless chicken most time. You saw him against... I've been trying to erase the game from my mind, so I'm going to try and let's just hope he settles in and he starts, then gets back into the rhythm of playing in the middle, because he's been playing out wide mostly of his, throughout his career. Though he has played central for Villa and that. I'm trying not to be hard on him, but I just saw nothing of a captain in him. And I don't understand why he was brought in and given the vice-captaincy.
I don't, especially when Lucas is there.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying not to... I was trying not to mention... I was just saying, I'm just going on him alone. He's not a captain at all. So even if there wasn't Lucas and other players there, he's just not a captain, is he? Let's be honest. You saw him... I'm trying to forget the game, but yeah, against West Ham, what did he bring to the table? What leadership did he show? Can you think of anything he did?
I've got no comment.
Yeah, exactly. He was absolutely anonymous, and I just can't see how he's going to be any better in central midfield throughout the rest of the season, but I hope I'm wrong. I think that's a mistake, that signing. Oh, well. Please prove me wrong. Please, please, please.
Nathaniel Klein.
Hard to say with him. I mean, the first few games, he looked really good. He was the standout, probably, the first couple of games. Even though we weren't defending particularly well as a unit. But him as an individual, he was decent enough. And, yeah, he's got pace and energy, and if he gets forward, he can provide a lot of decent support to the forward line, but he doesn't seem to be doing that for us. So, yeah, it just seems like he's a bit stifled. And he struggled badly against West Ham, of course. But that was general, so I'm not going to hold that against him. Yeah, he's an improvement over what we had. But I'm not sure it was £12.5 million worth of improvement.
I rate him. I think he'll only get stronger the more he settles in.
Yeah, I'm still a bit worried about him defensively. As he showed against West Ham, when he's attacked, he just seemed... he was doing it a lot. It was Stoke when... Was it Stoke? Where they were wondering... Zafalai was dragging him up. They were attacking down the left, down his side, down their left, at him constantly because he was getting dragged out of position constantly. Yeah, I'm hoping that was the instructions he was given and he was adhering to them rather than because that's the way he's going to play, because otherwise we've got a real problem there. And I know he's been used to having protection in front of him the way Southampton played. So, yeah, he's good quality on the ball, but I'm still yet to be convinced on his defending. A long season now. He's got plenty of time. He's only 24. Yeah, he's got plenty of time to prove me wrong. So good luck to him.
Yep, and then that brings us on to the final one on my list, Benteke.
Yeah, so far he's been impressive. The worry isn't about his ability, mind, was it? It was never about his ability. The worries were twofold. One, his attitude. He has a tendency to sulk and do nothing in games. Actually, there's three problems because I forgot about his injuries. Injury prone. And thirdly, we don't cross the ball. So his main strength is his prowess at getting on the end of crosses. And we don't cross the ball in. We put the least crosses in of any team in the country last season. So what are we doing buying a big centre-forward who gets on the end of crosses as his speciality? And then not buying... Nice. You can understand it if we were buying players to whip the ball in. Like Nathaniel Clyne, if you're bringing him in as an attacking right back and telling him to get forward and whip the ball in, then, okay, I'd understand the Benteke and Clyne signing. Because Clyne is very good going forward and he does whip the ball in well. But that's not how he's been used and that's not how the team's played. There's been no whip, nobody whipping the ball in. Again, Milner, another one, very good cross of the ball. Why isn't he constantly told to just get out wide, left or right, and whip the ball in? But he's not. It's just not happening. So I just don't get it. I just don't understand the sense in this signing. Yes, he's a good player at what he does, but what he does is not what we do. So unless we're intending to change our system, why do it? And we haven't changed our system so far. So yeah, I'm just really confused on this one.
Well, yeah. Well, that sums it up then. A lot of confusion.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd be able to explain that one.
You want me to explain Benteke to you? Well, I'll explain Benteke to you. It's quite simple, really. Brendan thinks in his own little world that if he gets a player with ability on his own, he can do things that he couldn't do before. He doesn't think that a team needs to help each other out. He thinks big names in any system, in any position, works. It's why he bought Firmino and he has Coutinho. It's why he bought Markovic when he has Ibe. It's why, it's why he buys Lovren when he has Sacco. He just wants... I don't know what he wants. He doesn't seem to have a plan. Who was it? Harry Redknapp slagging off the team and another pundit slagging off team. Just talking about how it looks like we just don't have a plan. We got good players, some very good players, and you've said it yourself. We don't, with a better coach, we could do a lot more damage.
I'd fancy us to push the top three this season under a top quality coach.
Yeah, I mean, the players are there, but it just seems there's just no plan for it all. I mean, right now, the basic thing for Saturday, you got, or Saturday or Sunday or Monday, don't know, won't play in Man United. But the basic thing you'd do now is you would play, if Henderson's fit, you'd play a diamond, wouldn't you? Because you could see Benteke can't be the lone man, especially a lone man without crosses coming in. They're basically just asking for Coutinho and Benteke to score all our goals. That's what it's looked like with them two linking up. And it's all down the middle and it's all pretty readable. So I'd expect sort of Firmino in the tip of a diamond with Lucas at the base, Henderson and Milner in the centre midfield roles. Unless Hendo's poorly injured, whatever, then I'd play Can. But I want to see Benteke with someone up top. And that's my only pet peeve at the minute. Like you say, we got a man that's deadly from crosses and we're not crossing. Why are we not crossing? I don't know. But ideally, if we're going to go with him through the middle, give him someone to work with.
Or cross it.
Or cross it, yeah, one or the other. Yeah. And
yeah, it doesn't matter which. I don't care which. Whichever works best.
Well, some of it ain't working at the end of the day, Ed, because we've scored two goals and they were both dubious, weren't they? Were they? I can't even think.
No, only one was.
Just Coutinho won then.
Should never stand the offside because Coutinho's goal was perfectly fine. Yeah. I don't remember anything dubious about it.
I'm just thinking. Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, so a wonder goal and a dubious goal.
Yeah.
And that's all we've scored this year. So some of it ain't right and some of it needs changing. Will Brendan have the bollocks to do it against Man United? I sincerely doubt it. But we know he listens to the podcast, so my
question... To be fair to him, last year against Man United was when he changed the system to a back three. He went all revolutionary, didn't he? I don't think it's the balls that he likes. I think it's just the intelligence.
Well, would you agree? Would you want to see that diamond with two up top, Ings and Benteke? You can't keep on with this 4-3-3 because it's just killing me. We don't look dangerous going forward.
I would prefer to see Milner playing out wide. I just think he's wasted in central midfield. He doesn't have a clue where he should be. He's got no positional sense. Put him out wide where at least he knows what he's doing and he can whip the ball into Benteke. So
I don't mind that. If you're going to play the three, then yeah, someone that crosses, and you know I love Ibe, I love him to bits, but he don't cross the ball. He looks to run at his man every single time. So if you're going to play three up top, yeah, put Milner on one and just say, here Milner, set, deliver. Just keep fizzing balls in. If you're laying them back to Klein... Yeah, you could, but it seems I counted every single time. If he can't beat the man he gets doubled up on, then he passes it back to the fullback. If he's got time to square up a man, he tries to take him on every time.
So why aren't the coaches? This is what I don't understand. Where's the manager shouting on the sidelines that, okay, don't take him on now, put the ball in, cross it. That's what they should be telling him.
Definitely.
You've got somebody there, use him. And I like the idea of two up top. I do agree with you. Two up top. I know it's old fashioned. People are saying you're losing out in midfield, but the one should be dropping off most of the time anyway.
I don't think you'd lose out in midfield because you could set up the three. You know, maybe one could break and you'll be left with two.
Well, that's what I was saying. You just drop one off when you lose the ball. Anyway, one of the forwards.
Yeah.
Or you pull in, you play the wide players narrow. It worked for Arsene Wenger many years ago when he first come in. He used to play with Ray. He had Ray Parlour playing on the right wing. When they had the ball, Ray Parlour played as a proper out-and-out winger. You know, he got wide and he whipped the ball in. When they lost the ball, Ray Parlour came in narrow and played as a third central midfielder.
Yeah.
Worked fine for them. I don't see that it's football changed that much that they can't do it. It's just these days players don't seem to have the intelligence and the work rate to do those kind of roles. Whereas I think Milner, that is one thing he can do, is he can get up and down the pitch all day. He does have the work rate. He does have the work ethic, so you could play him in a wide role and then tell him when we lose the ball, get narrow and cover. yeah, she wouldn't miss out by having two up top then. You wouldn't be overloaded in central midfield. Yeah, I don't see that as a problem personally. I just don't think we have the. I don't think that we have the coaches that are going to try and do that though.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll be one up top.
It will be. It'll be one at top, and it'll be Firmino one side and probably Ibe the other, with Can, Lucas and Milner in the middle, unless Henderson's fit. But is Benteke injured, or was he told to only play 45 minutes?
Last I heard, he was taken off injured, wasn't he?
Well, no, I don't know. The thing I read is that he made a comeback from injury playing 45 minutes. In which he is pretty anonymous, so they brought on a Riggy.
Yeah, that's true. Does he count as a? I don't know. I thought he was fine. There you go. I've not heard that he was out for the weekend anyway. So yeah, we haven't mentioned Origi. Does he? Are you counting him because he returned from loan? This is really a new signing. We haven't actually seen him play for us.
Yeah, go for it if you've got a bit you want to say on him.
Just a bit bemused as to what we do with him now, to be honest. It just seems odd. We seem to have bought Benteke to replace a player we didn't actually ever get to see play. It's how it's turned out, because that's basically what Origi is, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know, he played wide for Lille a lot, but he's not a winger. He's a centre forward in the Benteke mode, so I'm a bit bemused on him. I mean, he's certainly not this world class talent Brendan Rodgers said he was after watching him in the World Cup. That's just another strange signing, really, isn't it? At the end of the day. And just no thinking, just bought, and then what do we do?
Well, I imagine he'll go on loan again.
Yeah, possibly.
Probably, if he's not getting much game time by January, I see no harm. Yeah. Especially with Sturridge coming back as well. You have Sturridge, Benteke and Ings.
Yeah, just make the Ings signing even more bizarre.
It shows why Sinclair wanted to go.
Yeah, well, the lad knows his time's up here. He's not going to get a chance. So the only chance he's got is to go on loan or leave. He may as well just leave. What's the point in going on loan and never? There's no plan in place for dealing with him, is there? So, yeah. It's just some bizarre transfers we've made. The usual. The good thing is Jordan Roster looks to be getting his shot this season.
That's true.
Hopefully you continue to get some more games and slot in nicely.
Cool. Right. Let's wrap it up there then, because that is well over an hour.
Well, do we get your joke?
Do you know what? I don't think you deserve
you
a joke.
Prepared, have you? You haven't prepared one.
I always have a joke.
Do you?
Yeah, doing these podcasts is a big joke, but after constantly being put down all the time, I'm just not sure I want to share a joke with you anymore. I think it's best for my mum, to be honest.
Well, they do say you've got a face only your mother could love. Though I heard when you were born, the midwife slapped her.
That's a bit deep.
Come on. It's true, though. You know it's true.
That's a bit deep. You just sort of like crossed the threshold there.
I did that a long time ago.
That's true.
But come on, where's your joke of the week? Come on, you can't let down the listeners. You know they're all desperate to hear it.
Okay, but you have to do the jingle. If you really want to hear it. If you really want to hear it, you got to do the jingle.
I can't even remember what the jingle was.
I'll tell you lyrics, but you got to sing it.
Come on, now what is it?
Benny Baller's joke of the week.
Oh, is that it? Oh yeah. Oh God, no.
Come on.
I'm cold. Oh God, I couldn't stop laughing then. Every time I can speak and just start laughing. Oh God, this joke had better be worth it. Right.
That's brilliant. You have to do it in the right tone and pitch as well.
Oh God, I don't know if I can get it that badly out of tone, like.
Ready, jump me a cue you in. I'll cue you.
No, I can't. You'll just
have
to do it.
3, 2, 1. What is wrong with you, man?
I can't stop. My side hurts.
Just do my jingle, bruv. That's all I'm asking.
You're gonna laugh.
Just do my jingle.
You're gonna laugh. I'm lost. That's so perfect.
I tell you what, if you don't do the jingle, you don't get the joke.
Is that a promise?
Nah, come on. The viewers want the joke of the week.
Wow. I doubt if anybody's listened this far from after you. But yeah, okay. Mind.
Come on, we've gotten a lot of time to keep to here. Come on.
I'm just pleased I haven't sworn yet because I keep going to. Right. Oh, this is embarrassing. I keep laughing. Right.
Why'd you say it? What's wrong with you? You spent the last 5 minutes just pissing yourself. Just get on with it. Oh, Jesus Christ. I ain't got this much memory on the laptop.
Stop.
Right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I thought you were telling it.
Now you got to do the thing.
You do the jingle, come on.
Benny Baller's joke of the week. See? It's easy. Right. Apparently, in London, somebody gets stabbed every 52 seconds. I feel sorry for the poor bastard. Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. Right, cheers for listening. Sorry about the unprofessionalism of Ed 001, but that's what you got to do with the amateurs. You try working with him every bloody day. Right, cheers, guys. Thanks for listening.